Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Megan told Ellen about her Thanksgiving plans. I love to cook. We'll be home and just sort of relax and settle in. It's our second Thanksgiving at home in California, so it will be nice. But perhaps Megan has bigger plans beyond turkeys. The Guardian wonders if Harry and Meghan can succeed in reintroducing royalty to American politics. Edward Helmore writes, first it was Meghan, cold calling two Republican U.S. senators, West Virginia's Shelley Moore Capito and Susan Collins of Maine, to urge them to support paid family leave provisions in Joe Biden's languishing Build Back Better legislation. Meghan then appeared at a New York Times forum to press the issue. This is one of those issues that is not red or blue, she said, underscoring an earlier paid leave for all letter in which she stressed that she was not an elected official and I'm not a politician. She was, she wrote, an engaged citizen and a parent. The targets of her letter, the Democrat bigwigs Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker and the Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. For some observers, it is a clear effort by the Sussexes to get, at least partially, involved with the politics of the country they are making home. And given the fractious nature of U.S. politics, that is not an easy path to tread. They're trying to rebrand themselves without completely rejecting the royal moniker, says Ariane Chernock, a professor of history at Boston University and author of The Right to Rule and the Rights of Women, Queen Victoria and the Women's Movement. Meghan is adamant that hers is a human rights issue that she as an American can speak to, but the issue that she casts as non-political unfortunately plays out in the U.S. context as a very partisan one. People use titles all the time in America, but they can't use them for any actual purpose, says David Hackett Fisher, author of Albion Seed, Four British Folkways in America, a classic study in how four groups, Puritans, Royalist Cavaliers, Quakers, and Borderland Scots English, came to shape the culture of the regions they settled. There aren't many royalists among my fellow citizens, but they may be intrigued by people with a title, Fisher says. And most Americans have absolutely no interest in aristocracy or monarchy and don't think it should have any standing. But celebrity is a different matter. Americans don't think of celebrity as an order, but celebrate individuals by their interest in them, as film stars, athletes, or whatever they may be, and some because they have a lot of money. The Sussexes, he says, are celebrities only in the sense that the tabloids cover them, but that's about the only thing that flows from their status. But the relative acceptance within some Democratic circles of Meghan's political input suggests more than shared causes in a tense political moment. Rightly or wrongly, she can do things average citizens can't, says Bruce Freed at the Center for Political Accountability. It's star power. It feeds the ego to get a call from a prominent person. It is possible Meghan Markle might be looking to take over Senator Dianne Feinstein's seat when it becomes open. According to Richard Johnson, a professor at Queen Mary University, who spoke to Express UK, there is even a particular congressional seat Meghan might be keeping in mind. The Senate seat that may soon be vacated by Dianne Feinstein, a California Democrat who at 88 years old is rumored to be considering retirement and will likely not seek re-election. If she wanted to follow this track of high-profile celebrities leapfrogging to the top office, that Senate seat would be a very attractive one for her. There is some record of celebrity politicians doing pretty well in the U.S., he added, referencing both Ronald Reagan and Arnold Schwarzenegger. The thing to say is that it's extremely expensive to run for office in California. California is a state of nearly 40 million people. It's bigger than the whole population of Canada. On the other hand, she's probably got a lot of resources behind her and people who could support her. So she actually won't be in that bad a position compared to other candidates. And also in California, one of the big challenges is the expense of getting your name out there, because of the various very expensive media markets. Well, she doesn't have to worry about that because she's so well known. Palace Intrigue will be right back. The Mirror shares that Meghan Markle transformed a Prince Harry lookalike's career and got him two jobs a day. Before Reese Witcock decided to make a career out of his famous face, he was often told by his friends and strangers that he resembled Prince Charles' youngest son. Speaking to My London, Reese recalled being at a party in 2006 and noticing people were staring at him with grins on their faces. He also claims he'd hear whispers from passers-by in the street while he was out minding his own business and even heard someone exclaim it on a megaphone once at Thorpe Park. The uncanny resemblance led Reese's friends and family to suggest he should apply to lookalike agencies. Reese, now 38, started following their advice and started reaching out but was disappointed not to receive any responses. I thought, okay, I look like him a little bit, but perhaps not enough to be a professional lookalike actor, so that was the end of that. At the time, however, the real Prince Harry was in Afghanistan, making his media appearance fairly scarce. But when Harry got engaged to Meghan Markle in 2017, Reese's life changed forever. He laughs, honestly, I would not be a lookalike without her help getting engaged to Harry. After watching the news of Harry's engagement on TV, an email popped into his inbox from one of the agencies he'd applied to, knowing that lookalikes of the prince would be in high demand. Nowadays, he spends most of his time working with Sarah Malenga, a Meghan lookalike from Manchester who he met shortly before the Duke and Duchess got married in Windsor. Perhaps Spotify can hire two soundalikes to record episode 2 of the real Harry and Meghan's $25 million podcast, unless Reece himself is too busy. It seems he gets invited to some fancy parties. We've even got flown out business class to Macau, China, just after the wedding for a billionaire's 75th birthday party. He was one of the richest men in Singapore, and he was a big fan of everything British, so he had Elton John and Adele tribute acts, and they constructed this huge Buckingham Palace replica set, and it was all made of real steel and concrete pillars. Later that week, Reece and the other lookalikes were hired by a PR stunt in Canary Wharf, recreating what Harry's stag do might look like. He described being dressed in Union Jack Speedos while he stood next to William, who was wearing the same thing. They cruised up and down the water in a hot tub boat while playing beer pong. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Ryan Francis. My thanks to John McDermott, this palace intriguing. Good times.